Mishnah in Heyom Ralef. The Gemara brought down Machloksh and Ravami and Ravashi. We'll bring down a lot of other Machloksh and Agadat of Ravami and Ravashi. Daigo Belevish Yishishachena. That's the Pasuk, right? No, Yashchena. The Dover Tovi Samchena. So Ravami Ravashi, Chadama Yashchena Midaito, Yisichena Midaito. You should forget about it. The way to deal with problems is ignore them. The Chadama Yasichena Lacherim. Sell it over to somebody else. So here is therapy. But Rashi says differently. Yasichena Lacherim, Shema Yasiyu Eitzah, maybe they'll give an Eitzah. Tell it over to somebody else, maybe they'll give an Eitzah Tova. But just ventilating it is also good. Nachash offer lachmo, Ravami Ravasi. The Nachash was cursed that eats offer. Chadom Rafibu Ochel Komadoni Olam Toim Bem Tam Offer. No matter what it eats, it tastes like offer. The Chadom Rafibu Ochel Komadoni Olam Ein Daitum Yoshevasalov Achiochel Offer. The other one says no matter what it eats, it only gets satisfaction from eating dust. Tanya Om Ravasi, Rav Yossi. If somebody gets on somebody's nerves, so Yoridim Lechayev. The guy takes it out on him to the nth degree. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Kill us HaNochash, Olu Legag, Mesonosav Imo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. He cursed the Nochash, and wherever the Nochash goes, his food is readily available. Yorid Lamata, Mizon Osavimo, Killes Knan, even though Noach was the one who was Makalo Knan, but he did it Beruach HaKodesh. So it's considered like the Rabban Shem cursed him. The Rabban Shem cursed Knan, Ochel Masharabo, Ochel Vishosa, Masharabo Shosa. Knan Evid Avodim, but the Maisha, there's a benefit in the Avdus. He eats and drinks what his master eats and drinks. Killes HaIsha, Makal the Isha, that she should have Tsar Gidl Bonim and Nida, whatever. And I call Rotsin Acharel, and everybody runs after women. Kill Eso Adoma, I call Mizonim Eno. He was Makal the Adoma, Kotz Vidardor, Tasmiach Loch, and everybody is sustained from the ground. So even though the Rabban says Makal it, the Klala is tempered. Rashi, Da'aga Pachat, Shadoeg Al Hefsit Shum Dover Pen Yavo. Daigo means something you worry about, that you're going to lose something if it comes. Yoredim ulechayev, b'chol dover shu yochel laknito lafsido hu yored. Somebody bothers somebody else, he takes it out on him in any way he can. Zocharnu es hadog asher nochal b'mitzrayim chinam. Remember the dog which we ate in Mitzrayim for free. Ravu Shmuel. Chad omer dagim, one says they taka ate fish in Mitzrayim for free. The Chad Omer Arayis, dog goes from Lashon the Yidgu Laro B'Kerav Aretz, it's a euphemism, they remember the fact that they had Arayis in Mitzrayim that were Mutter, and now the Arayis became Osir. Man Domer Dogim Dechsiv Nochal, says to eat, so eating requires the fish. Man Domer Arayis Dechsiv Chinam. The one who says Arayis, it says Chinam. They didn't eat fish for free in Mitzrayim, they didn't get anything for free in Mitzrayim. So the Chinam was that they had the Arayis for free. Free of mitzvahs. Ulaman domer arayis oksiv nochal. And the Maaseh says nochal. Lishna ma'alya. It's a euphemism. Nochal. Dechsiv ochlo mochso pia v'omr lo palti oven. By a zona, she sins, adulteress, and she eats, which is a euphemism for being over the aveira, and she wipes off her mouth, and she says, I didn't do anything wrong. Rashi. Arayis to Neslem Bamidbar. The Arayis became usher to them when the Torah was given. And in Mitzrayim, the Arayis were mutter. Even Moshe Rabbeinu's mother and father were Arayis that are normally usher. Right? An aunt and a nephew. The dog alosh and tashmish, kiyom vayidgul arov, umochso pia, mekanachas pia shalmata. She wipes herself off, what's it called, pia shalmata. Moshe Kasher Yimoch Hatzolachas, come on, Mekanecha Sakar. It's all euphemisms. Ulaman de Omer Dogim. So they ask, why were they crying over here about Arayis? Why just now? So when they had this taiva to eat meat. So the Maral says, once they had one taiva, it bothered them by another taiva that they lost. But once you get involved in taivas, it reminds you of all the taivas you lost. And another pshat is that Now they were complaining about the food. They didn't have, only had man, they didn't have good food. As long as they could marry their relatives, they didn't have to feed them so well. But once they had to start looking for shaduchim outside the family, they had to support them. So now they were complaining, well, we have this man, we have nothing to, our wives are complaining, they wanted to be supported, you know, on high class. So that's when they started complaining. L'mandom or dogim, my chinam. So dogim, what's a chinam? They get free fish in Mitzrayim. Davu maishin lu mefkera. In a chanami. They got fish for free in Mitzrayim from Hefker. Domar mark, so Yisrael shovim mayim. When they went to draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazon besoch hamayim dagim ketanim bekadehen. They get sardines in the water that they drew. So Moses says, Bishlam l'mandom or dogim, aval arayis lo pritzi behu. L'maisa, what's it called, that they remembered the fish they ate in Mitzrayim, makes sense. But the Arayas in Mitzrayim, L'maisa, they were tznuim in Mitzrayim. They weren't prutzim b'Arayas. Right, lo pritzibuhu. Hayo dekos of gan ma'ula chosikal. Right, they were shomur from Arayas in Mitzrayim. Right? Right, that's why they remember the fish, but not the Arayas. What were they crying about the Arayas? They even weren't over on Arayas in Mitzrayim. Samara says, no. Elalaman yomra Arayas mai, right? Mai in chosum, mehanach da asirin lo pritzibuhu. Right, they weren't over Isurim that they had then, what was also to a Ben Noach, but they were over the Isurim that didn't apply to them then. They married relatives that they were allowed to marry. That they were. Now they were also, now they became Arayas. That's what they were crying about. The Omer Mar Meseches Sot of Perakama Lo Pritzibuhu Lo Hayu Prutzim Barayas Mitzrayim. They were chaste in Mitzrayim. They weren't Prutzim. So Moses says Hanuk Da Asirin Olson Shoyim Nesoros of Ninoach. They were careful not to be over the Surim they had as Bnei Noach. Kigon Hanuk Da Amirim B'Sanhedrin Erva Shebezin Shal Yisrael Mamishin Ole Ben Noach Muzralech. Any erva that the basin of Israel kills, the Ben Noach is not allowed to have those erva. They were crying about the ones that weren't prohibited to a Ben Noach, right? Like an aunt and a nephew, which were mutter before Matan Torah and only after Matan Torah also. Bishlam amandi yomra rayus hanu d'chshiva yishma Moshe sam bochel mishpachos avalishkei mishpachos. They were crying families because of the inyanim of families. So that makes sense why they were crying by family, if it's Arayas. Shenesu lohem lishkavetzla, because they had to break up their families. Elamandi omer dagim my bochel mishpachosav, why were they crying families over the fish? Where it says, hova vahavi, enachanami, the mandi omer says, dagim holds they were crying also about Arayas. It also was Arayas. But it was pashit dagim too, because it says nochal. And the mandi omer says, Arayas says it's only a euphemism, it only means Arayas. Esa kishuim v'esavatichim says, remember the kishuim avatichim, right? Ravami v'ravasi chad omar toam kol aminim toam uvamon tam chamishis aminim alo lo toam uvo. They could taste any taste in the mon except these five things, right? Because these things were harmful to pregnant women, so since they're harmful things, they couldn't taste them. They wouldn't, the man wouldn't turn into the taste of these things. Rashi halolulo toamu shem kashim leubros amenikos. They are not healthy for pregnant and nursing women. Kinamina b'sifri, mashal omer leisha lo sochli botzel mitnei atinik. Don't eat onions because of the kid. It's not good for a nursing or pregnant woman to eat onions. So therefore, these five things, not I, most people were not pregnant and nursing, but since there were things that were damaging to somebody, So the mon, which is the Dover Kodesh, didn't turn into something damaging. I couldn't imagine that the mon was cigarettes or whatever. There wasn't anything that harmed people. The Chad Omer Tam Kol Aminim Tomu. They could taste even these things. But Tam Anu Mamoshim. Everything else, not only did it taste like it, but its texture became like that. The Halolu Tam and Velo Mamoshim. And these things, you could taste the taste of them, but it didn't have the texture. And they asked Lamaisa, if you imagined the mon, if according to that it was taman umamoshim, because it was only taman, so the mon wasn't really that thing. And then they hold that, what bracha did you make on the mon? Hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. But if the mon actually turned into the thing that you thought about it, it was, didn't mamish turn into it because you couldn't see it. but at least it had the texture of that thing, then there could be they made the bracha on that thing. In other words, if it turned into meat, they made a shahakol. If it turned into cake, they made a mezonos, or whatever. There's a shita like that. There's also a shayla, could they think of things that are osir? Could they make it turn into bacon and eggs? Could they make it turn into basar b'cholov? Right? If it was just tamon, so something just has the taste of basar b'cholov, or taste of bacon, mechor is okay. But if it has mamish the texture, then maybe itaka it would be osir. It's another shayla that they have. Okay, v'hamon kizra god lovan, v'tamo kitzapichis bidvash. The mon was like a seed of god, which was white, and it tasted like honey. Omer avasi ogul kigido v'lovan kemargalis. It was round like god, and it was white like a jewel. Rashi. Halolu lo tamu shen kashin. Oh, yes. Who kizera god lovan? Omravasi zera ha god ain't lovan. The problem is that zera god is not white; it's black. Aval ogulu, but it's round. V'hachi kamar crow. Who ogul kizera god? It was round like a zera god. Ulovan kamarglis, and it was white like a gem. Pearl. Tanya Nami Hachi, God Shadoma Lazera Pishton Begivulin. Right? It looked like flax seed in the Givol in the bowl of the flax. Acherim Omrim, God Shadoma Lahagoda Shemoshech Aslibo Shaladim. It was like a goddess which pull the heart of a person. They're pleasant, so it had a pleasant taste that you couldn't just eat one mon. You had to eat a lot of them. Okay. Shemocheshu Kamayim Tanya Ida God Shemagid Lehem Yisrael Iben Tisha Larishon Iben Shiva Lachron. Why was God, right? God is oleander, but it also has the idea of Haggadah. It used to tell them whether the child that was born was a 9-month-old child to the first husband. A woman got divorced and she got married within 3 months, and she got pregnant. So we don't know now, was she pregnant when she was married before, or did she get pregnant after she got divorced? So it could be that the child is a 9-month-old child to the first husband, or a 6-month-old child to the second husband. So that's why the halach is you have to wait 3 months, and then we know for sure that if she has a child before the 6 months, it's from the first husband. And if it's later, it must be from the second husband. It's not a 12-month child from the first husband. So here, if they had a situation like that where a woman got divorced, and we don't know, and she didn't wait the 3 months. So who's this child? So we wait to see who the mon would fall in whose tent, the first father or the second one. Who got the kitzvat yiladim for this kid? Right. Kigida garin shel aliandri. It's a round seed. Shedoma lazera pishton, shigamhu ogol. Flax seed is also round. Okay, and then the shaila was, how did they paskin shailas with this? Lo bashamayim hi. So they say they didn't paskin shaila, it just was a metziah. Wherever the mon went, they knew that was the father. It didn't. Lo b'shamayim. You can't paskin shailas with things min hashamayim. Didn't paskin the shaila. All the mon did was be mavara the metzias. They what's it called? Another answer they say is the whole inyan of lo b'shamayim. He is only by nevuah, but not by other kinds of hochachas that are min hashamayim. It's a special halacha lo b'shamayim that neviim can't paskin shailas, but other hochachas are okay. I don't know what the question is altogether. Lo b'shamayim, he was only at the end of the 40 years when the Torah was finished, and then the Torah said, Lo b'shamayim. But the whole 40 years, of course, it was b'shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was, Lo b'shamayim. The Rebbeinu was telling him the halachas the whole time. Was Moshe saying, sorry, Lo b'shamayim, he? Right? That was the way Torah was given. So anything, within the 40 years, what's the kasha? And Mamish don't understand. All the Achronim speak about this shayla. Tosfos Yom Kippur and everybody. The Chora, it doesn't make sense. There is no shaila in the 40 years in the desert. There was the halach of lo b'shamayim. For sure, didn't apply. So tzorich iyun gadol, what the shaila is. But that's what they say. Lavan Shemalbin Avanosem Shal Yisrael. The mon was white, doesn't necessarily mean it was white in color. It was Malbin Avanosem. Mitosha Yudogim Shemelo Yered Mon Lamachro Mishabdim Lib Lamachum. Because their lives were very shaky. They didn't know what's going to be the next day. So in the Mela, they had a lot of Yerushamayim, a lot of Amun and Bitochim. So it was Malbin Avanosem. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Shah Novi Ha Yumagid Lam Yisrael Mashi Bechurim Mashi Mishtakim, just like a Novi had the power to tell a Yid what was hidden away in hidden places. Kach HaMon Magid Lahem Yisrael Mashi Bechurim Mashi Mishtakim. The Mon also was able to tell them what was hidden in different places. Ketzer, how? Shnayim Shebolot Nimosh Ledin. Two people came to a din. Ze Omer Avdi Ganafta Vze Omer Atomachartali. Right? One said, you stole my slave. The other one said, you sold it to me. Omer lehem Moshe leboker mishpat. Tomorrow we'll see. Lemachar im nimtza omro beveis rabo risham biyadur shezegantel. If the mon fell in the first guy's house, that means that this guy stole the eved. And he still belongs to the first guy. And that's why the mon for that eved went to the first master. Im nimtza omro beveis rabo sheni biyadur shezegantel. And here again the same shayla. How did they paskin according to the mon? The answer is the mon didn't tell him what the halacha was, just told him the metzias. And Melech, others say the Moshe Rabbeinu paskin according to the halacha. But for the people who weren't sure, the mon corroborated what he did. And like again, like we said before, there's no shayla over here. This was all during the 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Imdu veshmoa my, what do you mean, lo b'shamayim hi? That is b'shamayim, till it was finished. That's, v'chein ish v'ish shebolef ne Moshe ledin. Ze Omer he sorach olai, the Omer is he sorach olai. Right? Two people came. She says, let's see, Rashi, and Ben Tisha, Vishanemar Vayamodu Ba Omer, Bain Shalikat Harbe, Ben Shalikat Ma'at, Motza Omer Lugugolis. Whether they took a lot or a little, it always ended up that they got exactly an Omer Lugugolis. The Nitziv said, how did that work? Because the Mon had a shell. So you could take a lot of things with shells, but in the end you only had a little bit inside and it turned out to be an omer. You could take a little bit and you got more meat than shell, and they also got an omer. If more mon fell according to the amount of people in the house of the first father, then you know it was his son. It was the second one's child. Who saw a chalai v'tovaso ksubasa? Says he was mizane. He committed adultery, and what's it called? I want my ksuba. And he said no. She committed adultery, and she's not getting any ksuba. So yored man, what's it called? Omer la Moshe leboker mishpat. Moshe, let's wait till tomorrow. Lamacher im nimtza omer v'veis baila. If the omer, her omer of man was in her husband's house, biyadua shehi sar chalav. Right, he's right. He's getting her Omer, and he's right, and she was the wrong one. Nimtza Omer b'beis avia, if her Omer's in her father's house, that means that she was right, and he was wrong, and she belongs back in her father's house. B'yodua shehu sarach alecha. Rashi, hu sarach alai, okay, yorad haman olav, alma b'soch hamachne, oh no, no, okay. Ksiv v'redes hatal alamachne laila, yerid haman olav. Rashi, Yerid Haman Olav, Alma Besocha Machna Yorid. The mon fell in the machna. They didn't have to go outside the machna to collect it. It fell inside the machna. Uksiv, Vayetze Ha'am V'loktu. They went out to gather it. So which was it? Did it fall in the machna or did it fall outside? Uksiv, and then it says, Shotu Am V'loktu. They mamish went far out to gather it. So three psukim. One says they didn't have to go anywhere. They got it was in the machne. One says they had to go out of the machne, and one says they had to go far away to get it. Okay, so tzadikim yored al pesach bateya. Tzadikim got the mon delivered, special delivery to their house. Beinanim yotzu v'loktu. Beinanim had to go outside the machne to get it. Rishoyim shotiv, and Rishoyim had to go travel far to get their mon. Shiv Rashi, Yored Haman Olav Alma Besocha Machne Yored Uksiv Ayetzei Om V'loktu Yitzia Michutz L'Machne Mashma Uksiv Shotu Mashma L'Makom Rocho Kamo Mashot Ba'aretz Uksiv Lechem Uksiv Ugos. It's Lechem Mashma that it was completely prepared, and Ugos is like dough that's made into cakes. Uksiv Atochenu, and then it says that they had to go and prepare it and grind it. Okay, so tzaddikim lechem. By tzaddikim was came ready made to eat. Not that it was actually lechem, but it was readily edible. Beinonim ugos. By beinonim they had to bake it. And Rishoyim talking about Rechaim, Rishoyim had a mamish grind it and make it into something. Odochu meducha. Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav, Yisem Rav Chama Bar Chanina Malamed Shiyorad Lem Yisrael Am Im Hamon Tachshit Einoshim. It says, Dochu meducha is something that needs to be ground, is Tachshit Einoshim, over here doesn't mean jewelry, you don't grind your jewelry, it means perfumes. The sum. Rashi, Lechem mashma ofwe, it was already baked. Ugos mashma kodamathia. Ugos is cakes prepared for baking, but not baked yet. Tachshit einoshim besomim. Shehem dochos meducha, those you grind in a mortar. Umiskashtos bohem lios reichon orev levaleha. They put them on, they should smell nice for their husbands. And so when the man, they got the perfume also. Ubishlu b'parur, Om Reb Chama, Malamit Shiyor Lam Yisrael, Im Haman, Sike Kedera. Things that you normally cooked in a pot also fell down with the man. Sike Kedera. They got chalent together with the man. The Heime Viyol of Od Nedova Baboker Baboker, My Baboker Baboker, it says when they brought the Nedova to the Mishkan, they brought it morning by morning. Om Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Om Reb Yonis, Midover Shiyor Lam Baboker Baboker. Right, they brought things to the Mishkan that came down every morning, meaning with the mon. They had gems and pearls together with the mon. Also, the Nesiyim heviu es avnei ashoam. The Nesiyim brought avnei shoam. Tana Nesiyim mamash means the clouds brought it. The clouds brought these gems. I guess they were sucked up in the sea, like the Gemara says that it happened by a boat in Tainus with tvuah. And it deposited the, sometimes it happens like that. So it says raining cats and dogs. There was situations in England, I think, only can it be in England, where because of a storm, cats and dogs were sucked into the clouds and they took a rain down cats and dogs. So here it rained down Tvua and Tainus, and here it rained down, Margolios Tovos. The Chain Omer, Nesiyim Veruach Vegeshim Oyim. Nesiyim means mamish clouds. Just like when a child nurses, he tastes many different tastes. The Medrash says that if a child would taste the same taste all the time, he'd get bored and he never would nurse. So the Rabban Shalom made a nace that whenever the child nurses, it tastes different. The milk tastes different. Fish, the same thing. Every drop of water tastes different to the fish. And Torah is the same thing. That Torah person, even though you say, yeah, I learned that before, I heard that before, right? Somebody once told me that's the pshat. What's it called? A person who's meser ozno mishmoa Torah gam tfiloso toeva. Why do people usually don't want to listen to Torah? I heard that before. That's the case. You heard the Shmona Esra before too. So if you can't take listening to the same thing again, then your tefillah is going to be a toeva also. Af haman kozman shisrael ochlin also motzin bo kama tamim. Whenever they ate the man, they could taste in it different tastes. Ika diamri l'shad mamish. Mashed ze misapich l'kama gavonim, af hamon misapich l'kama tanim. Like same machlokas we had before. Could they taste different tastes? Or mamish had turned into the thing that they were thinking. Not only it tasted like that, it had the texture of that thing too. Avayor Moshe b'seis Hashem lochem b'erev boser lecho v'lechem b'boker lisboa. Tana Mishmed Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, Basar Sheshalu Shaloka Hogein, Nitilem Shaloka Hogein. Right? Basar was not proper to ask for. You don't ask for meat. Right? And therefore it was given to them Shaloka Hogein. Rashi, Nesiyim, Tzike Kdeira, Tavlin Latavshil Erev Mavusam. Like, there's something that's cooked in a pot that's tasty. A tasty dish. Shiyor lohem avonim tovo sheviu nedova mimashim motzi baboker baboker shiotzim luka the saban. When they went to collect the mon, with the mon they found precious gems. Shenemra vayukutu also baboker baboker. Nesiyim mamish anonim hoyu. The clouds brought these gems. Shade zetinik motzi bokol mine tamin shehaim ocheles. Whatever the mother eats, the kid tastes in the milk. Tastes different. They asked shaloka hugen, and they got it shaloka hugen. Lechem finish up this. Yeah. Lechem shesholu kahogeh, nitalem kahogeh. But bread they asked properly, and therefore was given to them properly. Rashi says, lechem shesholu kahogeh, shi'ef shalils below lechem. You have to have bread's a staple. Meat's not a staple. You don't ask for meat. You ask for meat, you didn't get it in the morning early, you got it late in the afternoon. Right? But the bread you asked for properly, that you got early in the morning. Mikan limda Torah derech eretz, shalo yochal odem basar ela belayla. And here we learn derech eretz, ataka, the proper time to eat meat is at night. Rashi, basar sha'alu shalo kahogeh mitoch keres maleya. Sorry, mikna ravayelahem. They had a lot of animals. What are they asking for? Meat. Free meat. Right? They could have shechted their own animals. Shalo kahogeh roid lahem im chashecha. So they didn't get the meat in the morning, they got the meat at night. Then they didn't have time to prepare it properly. So they got it in a way that wasn't kahogeh. But the bread, they got early in the morning, they could prepare it when they'd use it for whatever they wanted.